Hello.
Hey, Sky?
Hi.
Hey, Sky, it's John with Local Splash.
Hi. Okay.
Sorry, we're a little behind schedule. I know I had a really busy morning this morning. I didn't forget
totally
you, though.
Fine.
Okay.
No, I actually had a meeting, too, and I was thinking, did you actually just call me?
Yeah, I did, like 20 minutes ago.
Okay, yes, I was on a call. So I'm
it's
like,
okay.
I was wondering that. I'm like, I think that was him. I think I messed up again.
No,
but,
totally fine.
So I did talk with them.
Okay.
Sounds like it's going to be a go, but they did have a few questions.
Okay.
So let me just bring up my notes really quick. Sorry, I'm making coffee.
Mm-hmm. That coffee sounds amazing right now.
I need it.
You know, I got in at 7 and they just got me going right away. I was like, okay, guys.
You're fast. Moving.
Yeah.
So just to confirm, I guess, we were, you know, I was taking Tristan through the website yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, showing him kind of like what's included. Obviously, they were like, okay, well, they didn't see like the website thing, like description and what was included. But I told them that you said that's included. They wanted to confirm that that was actually included.
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, because mm-hmm. they were like read a review that basically said like, oh, the website was gone. But I had explained to him that you told me too that like if they own the rights to that domain. We can
you're
technically
fine.
Take that domain. Anyway,
yeah,
right?
That's what I was trying to tell you. Like, if we buy the domain for you, then and you cancel but want to keep it, then we just sell it to you for $99. That's why I just wanted to disclose that to you, like, right out of the gate. But if you guys own your own domain, then that's never an issue, you know. But you still will want to find a host if you leave just to keep the content on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they saw something on the website about a logo like maker or like help with your logo.
Mm-hmm.
And they were wondering if that was included in the services.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
They
we make sure we're not breaking any copyright laws too. So it's always good to make it that way.
Okay. Cause they have a logo. They have two different logos that they kind of want to like mesh together and they're
perfect.
Having a hard time finding a designer that's able to like help them with that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not coming out the way they want it to come out, you know,
I'll put in the notes here. So I'm going to send you the email address for you to send in that logo, and then I'll put in the notes here for the guys on our back end to help develop the logo for you guys.
Perfect. Yeah, because they want to get, you know, obviously some marketing material. We're working on, like, you know, ordering that on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And them not agreeing on a logo is not helping any of this push.
Right? Like, how are we going to brand it?
Yeah, that's kind of like, we have an original logo that he has, and then we have one that his project manager has, but
mm-hmm.
meshing the two is, it's not working well.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out.
And then they were also wondering if you could send over some, like, examples of other businesses or advertisements, like, what they look like. They definitely
mm-hmm.
want that, but they, you know, when we did some research last night, you know, his specialty obviously isn't on there, which I told him I think that's actually kind of great that you, like, don't have that advertised on there because I think that's like a niche thing that might actually end up, like if someone's looking for countertops or tile backsplash, like you guys don't really.
Yeah, they
you
would be more in the general
like
contractor category. That's what you guys are in. It's just obviously we're going to be focusing on your specific services when we customize the campaign and list you. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
So the website will totally be able, it's fully customizable, Sky. So it's like whatever they envision, unlimited amount of pages, those are just kind of like samples and little templates that guys can use if they're just like, they have no idea on what to use as a starting point. Maybe that'll get their gears going, or we can just generate a template like that for their industry, and then we can feed off of that until we get the final product.
Okay, yeah, because they were, like, just a little bit, like, interested to see how their specific, like, niche would look.
Yeah.
You know? But I also told them we have, like, they like a clean aesthetic anyway, so I'm like, any company can really do a clean aesthetic. I mean, anyone can do a clean aesthetic. So I know that they want something that's, like, very clean.
Yeah, tell them, you know, we're professional hosts, so at the end of the day, you know, however they want it to look, there's unlimited amount of revisions you can make and changes to the site, you know, we'll continue to fine-tune it until it looks how you guys want it to look.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was basically it.
Yeah,
how
easy stuff.
And, like, the advertising it, like, putting it on Google, like
mm-hmm.
what that kind of like looks like. It's, I told them it's a search engine thing, so when they search it.
Yeah, we got to verify the business. that's huge first, right? First and foremost, we got to get you fully Google verified. That's a three-step process. So they'll send you the PIN in the mail. There's a form that you'll have to fill out here when I sign you up. And then there's also a client interview where it'd be good for them to maybe sit in on the client interview, because that's when they're going to go over like the services they're listed for, the keywords, and then they'll go over like the area that we're targeting, whether it be Orange County and surrounding areas. And then they'll also get started on that website, get a starting point. And then usually it takes them about 3 days to generate the initial draft of the site. They'll send it over to you, and then obviously we'll continue to fine-tune it. That won't be the final draft from there, right? And we just kind of – that's how you get the website to look how you want it to look. There's never like a, oh, this is what you want. We created it. Boom, it's done. You know, it's always like, okay, can we change this or tweak this or move that over there, you know? And so, we walk you guys through that process. But you have a professional host in your service agreement, so there's not going to be any extra charges that are popping up on you for that, like you would see with another maybe website host if you were just building the site by itself. You know, we'll actually get in there and do that for you just as a part of our services.
Nice. And then another question was the Facebook advertising. They were wondering, like, what that looks like.
Oh, yeah. So the Facebook ads, I don't know if you've ever seen those remarketing, like, pop-ups. Like, oh, it sounds like my phone's listening to me because now I'm on Facebook, and it's like...
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so anytime they've done a search in the last 48 hours for any services that you guys might provide or a keyword service that you guys might provide, you'll pop up to them. And then also there's a live search. So if they're doing a live search on Facebook for any of your services, just like Google, you know, it's keyword specific. If they're within 50 miles of you, they'll be able to see your business in the top recommended company.
Very cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was
but
something
the
that they were like.
Remarketing ad kind of like sends them that reminder, you know, over a 2 day period, kind of pop up to them. But the ads, you know, we run a new ad every 2 weeks. It's biweekly. And then, we'll actually send it to you guys like before it's launched. So you get a little text message like, hey, we're going to submit this ad. What do you think? Is everything okay? You give us a thumbs up, thumbs down. And then if thumbs up, we go ahead and post it. Thumbs down, we look for what changes we can make, and then we post it.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, those are just some things that they were, like, a little bit concerned with. They're definitely willing to try it for probably, like, a couple months.
Okay.
And obviously, you know, they said, like, obviously if it's worth it, it leads into a couple leads, a few jobs, then, you know, they'll probably continue the service. But I think it's really going to be, obviously, you know, the month-by-month basis. You guys are obviously offering that for a reason.
Yeah.
Anyways, but
yeah, we always start out like that. We do have prepay options for you, Sky. You're not obligated to jump on those, but the prepay options do save you guys money when you do the 3, 6, and 12 months. So that's really the incentive for doing something like that. Most accounts do start out month to month, but like even with the discounted pricing structure that I already have you on of $299 for the Platinum bundle, I could actually get you another $200 in savings by doing a 3-month prepay. It'll drop it down to just $700 flat for the whole 3 months. They have a 6-month option of $1,300 as well. That'll save you about $500 compared to the current pricing structure of $299 month to month. And then there's a year prepay, and usually you'd pay about $3,600 at $299 for 12 months, but it's $2,500 flat. So you're saving almost $1,100 bucks by doing the year prepay. So that's the incentive to doing the year prepays on it.
Okay. Let me just message him really quick and see what his vibe is.
Yeah, because it'll save you more, make you more. The average lifespan of an account is 40 months, so it's about 3.5 years is on average. More than likely, you guys are still going to be with us 3, 6, 12 months down the line. So it's pretty significant savings. It's a lot easier to offset if you think about $2,500 to offset over the course of a year of advertising, both on Facebook, Google, the website and everything, the hosting. Save you guys a lot of money, and it's like one job that it brings should already offset that cost with the kind of work that he does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else will just be profit for the business.
I'm messaging him saying, do you want to do a month by month or do you want to pay for a 3 month?
Yeah. 3 months, a good one too. That's like, I mean, you're already saving a huge chunk with the discounts that I applied. The Platinum's usually $599. I got it down to $299 for you guys. So either way, you're going to save a bunch of money, but Just because you're a local business, you know, you never know when I'll call you asking for the favor in return.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're really good at what they do, so.
Yeah.
That,
come on over to Costa Mesa.
Yeah, oh, they've done some work in Costa Mesa. Their main, like, clientele, though, is out in, like, the Inland Empire. So it's a far commute for that, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that'll change, though, once we get this going. I think right now it's difficult for anybody locally to even find you. That's got to be like a word of mouth chain that they have out there in the IE.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think they just are yeah, and then, you know, people are always like rebuilding out there. It's cheaper out there. They're able to like do more to their home, I think, sometimes, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think that's where they get a lot of that.
I got some family out that way, you know, my aunt, she's like, she lives a very humble life. They grew up in Crestline up by Big Bear, and then they moved to IE later on, and it's just like, that they can't fathom moving out here by the beach with where I'm at.
Oh, no. No.
And the cost of living.
And then the
so
prices, they're like not worth it to them, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah, I know.
My in-laws were in Corona, and now they're looking to move back to Orange County, and they're like, oh, my God, the prices are insane. But I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, Corona is basically Orange County prices now anyways. I was shocked at what they were paying.
100%.
I
have
a two. Like living over here.
Oh, man, it's nuts. It's, yeah, the cost of living is just ridiculous. Like, the closer you get to the beach, it just keeps going up, and it's pretty bad.
Literally.
I'm only, like, a mile off from the beach, maybe a mile and a half if I go down that riverbed.
Yeah, I like that area. We're, like, borderline Huntington Beach, so we're, like, in Seal Beach, Huntington Beach, like, literally.
Yeah. I know exactly where that is. I actually... play golf, well, it's technically Cyprus, but Navy golf, out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
I
my brother lives in
either.
The, oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, yeah. A good friend of mine, went to Los Alamitos. I used to play basketball. I'm 32 now. So this is a long time ago, but yeah.
I'm 30. So we're around the same ages.
Okay. Yeah.
Around the same time.
Yeah. His name is James Walker. He used to play basketball there. Yeah. He went to St. Mary's, and
wait, that sounds familiar.
Oh, he was really good. I think he's in like the rafters there. Like when you go in the gym, they have his jersey in there in the gym at Los Al.
I think his younger brother. Doesn't he have a younger brother or no?
I think he does. Yeah, I think he does. I don't know though. I don't talk to his younger brother ever. I went to Ocean View, in Huntington Beach,
Then
I also went to Edison.
Weird.
Ocean View in 2 years, Edison, yeah.
Oh, my God. My ex-boyfriend actually played basketball for Huntington Beach High School. Horrible.
Oh, no way.
Jordan Castaneda. He was a hoochie, so a lot of people use
that. That sounds very familiar.
Yeah. I'm sure in the Huntington Beach basketball world, you guys were all, you know.
That sounds really familiar to me.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, look him up. You probably know him.
Yeah, I'm like hopping on Facebook right now. I'm like,
We dated like all throughout high school. So I was always at those games, you know, Huntington Beach, Edison, all those. But
yeah.
So funny. We're in the middle of it now with our kids, you know, like, are they in Huntington? Are they going to go to Los Al?
I know. So, we're kind of closer to like, we're like between Estancia and Edison. So, just for where we live, you know? So it's like, Estancia High School is pretty cool too, actually. I have a buddy of mine out there.
I haven't heard of Estancia.
Yeah, it's right by the golf course in Costa Mesa.
Oh my God, where is that? I went to OCC one semester only, so.
Oh, okay.
Crazy, but.
Yeah, so it would be between Edison and OCC, like if you came up, Victoria or like the Hamilton Street.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but then, like, there's the bluffs right there. There's, like, a park when you enter Costa Mesa from there. And if you go left into those bluffs.
Area.
Yeah, basically, like, the back of Estancia is the entire, like, bluffs, and then the riverbed's back there also. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so
my son has a choice.
Counts out that way.
Yeah, it's a really nice area. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with schooling, though. He's too small right now, you know, he's just kind of,
Yeah, you get to, like, run the wave for a while, right? Until you get to be horrible when you go to school, it's so sad. I'm going to make the executive decision and just do a 3 months. Because I feel like if it's going to save them money, but also, like, I told them too, like, I don't know how much, my personal opinion is, like, I don't know how much we're going to get off of 1 month. I feel like services like this sometimes.
You usually want a quarter to evaluate anything when it comes to marketing. Usually want a quarter. You know, then we have pretty good results. And if you guys want to do another 3, 6, or 12 month agreement at that time, we could always do it, and then it would be a lot easier to talk to Tristan about. We could go, look what we've done for you over the last 3 months, you know? The easier conversation to have. Okay.
I think let's start with that, and then if definitely the logo thing. I mean, I told them in general, like, they noticed the logo thing because that's been their biggest thing that they disagreed on, you know? So that's, like, one thing where they're like, oh, they'll help us with that. That's, like, a really... I'm thinking Google advertising, Facebook, like, search engine, and they're like, oh, they'll help us with our logo? Okay. Maybe we'll just do that.
Yeah, that's super, super easy fix. Like, I thought it was going to be something more serious.
They're pretty chill after that, but they're, you know, it's just we're thinking marketing, sales, like, advertising, and they're thinking, like, our logo is horrible, and we can't figure that out in the field, you know?
That's a branding thing, but people change their brands. Like, even when they build up their reputation over years, and then all of a sudden maybe they partner with somebody, they become incorporated, or they just change the name. I got a divorce, and she took half, and now I'm switching the name, you know?
So, well,
it's totally doable, though.
Right now, but Tristan wants to change to an S Corp, so I think that I don't know if that's gonna end up changing anything. But I don't think they need. I'm like, you don't have to say
LLC.
Just
a phone call.
They just
just a phone. Yeah, I mean, literally, just call in, let us know. Super easy fix. Same thing if they ever change the logo. It's not like when you guys put it on, like, the side of a truck or something. That's kind of stuck. With the online stuff, we can get in there and we could change it. We just need a heads up.
Perfect. Okay. Right. I have the, how does it work on, like, is it like a card? Is it like an online system that we need to sign up with?
The first payment I'll secure with you with a card, and then moving forward, there's a tracking system and an app that you'll have access to, and there is a billing section in there, so you can do it manually moving forward, kind of start and stop it at your own leisure. But you wouldn't be able to really, like, adjust the payments for the service agreement or anything like that. So you'd have to call in, but just to keep it up to date, you'll have access to all the billing and be able to do it manually.
Okay, and they were wondering also, like, who is their, like, point of contact? Well, I guess mine too, right? So who's, like, our point of contact that we're going to be dealing with? Like, is it a full team, or is it, like, one person that's, like, our direct contact?
Yeah, there's a full team of us. Like, if you look up our company, we've got about 450 people that work here, and that's the best way to do it because we have specialists in every department. So it depends on what your particular issue is that you're calling about, and they'll kind of navigate you to that department or representative.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So, like, if you call in and you say, hey, I want to focus or fix this on my Facebook ads. So, okay, hold on 1 second. Then we'll get you over to the Meta-certified technicians, and then those guys specialize in that will actually be launching the ad. But if you want something done quickly, too, I could send over my direct number, and you could always call me, too, if you want something fixed real quick with the account or something easy. I usually just handle, like, the billing and the creation of the accounts, and then I have a bunch of minions, so to speak. I do all the initial details. All right, so let me create the account for the first page placement on Google. You can only have one phone number listed. I do have Tristan's number here from when my rep talked to him yesterday. Do you want to have that?
What, like, number the, do you have?
714-365-0423.
So that one's not the right number, and I actually don't know whose number. I think that's his partner's number. But his number, the direct number, I have it for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
It's 657. 352.
352.
86.
86.
11.
11. Okay.
And that's tied to, like, their licensing and all of that too. So.
Okay, perfect. Like, I'm going to save your number.
To, like, look them up. That's, like, the correct number.
That's what they should see. Okay, I gotcha.
Yes.
So I'll put that up there. And then I'm just going to save your 562-453-6931 in case there's anything urgent or I need to connect with you directly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably going to be the one that's rolling through it and just being a liaison for them because they're obviously out in the field, like, every day. So when they're never really, like, at home looking at this kind of stuff. That's why they hired me to do it. So I'll probably be most likely handling all of that. but going through them and, you know, sending it to them. But yes, if you could do that, that would be great. And yeah.
Oh my goodness. You know, what's weird is I just navigated back to Facebook and I definitely know, Jordan.
That's so funny.
Yeah, he used to actually come over and hang out with a lot of the guys at Ocean View High School because our basketball team had won CIF, like the championship for Southern California back in our years. Yeah, around, so we had Anthony Brown and Ryan, bunch of tall mixed guys.
That's me. That was my high school love.
Hey, we all live and learn.
Right, exactly. Horrible. Literally horrible.
Oh
my God. But every time someone says they go to that one of those schools, they're like, "Where'd you?" I'm like, "I went to LaSalle, but I was always at those schools because of him." You know, I'm like,
yeah.
"Oh God!" But I was familiar with those schools because of that.
Yeah,
so.
LaSalle's nice too. They always had a good football team, good basketball team, good sports. I always judge schools based on their sports.
Right? I know, and when you're a parent too, right, and looking for schools, you're like, "Okay, well, what sports are they going to be doing? Where should they be going?" And that's where we're like, "Probably LaSalle," you know?
Because I used to actually see him from like travel ball, so it's like you'd get like good players from every local team in the county, and then you would just get like the good player from each team in the county, and then they would do like travel ball, so it was like AAU basketball. Yeah, so I used to see him out there too. I played for Southern California All-Star team. That was way
that
back in the
so
day
funny.
But,
that
yeah.
is like my little brother. He was the basketball star of all of us. He's
mm-hmm.
like way younger though. He's like 7 years younger than me, so
oh, wow.
he's like past. But yeah, he's,
yeah. I have a nephew that like, actually just graduated Huntington High School.
Really? Oh my god!
Yeah, goodness. Yeah. He was on the basketball team there too. His name is Kai Labistre. So
cool.
I was going. I went down this year and watched some of those games.
They're fun to go back and like do and like get in the moment again, and then
yeah.
you know you're like,
it's so
damn.
Weird.
And then it makes
it's
you
such
realize
a weird feeling.
Like how old you are. I'm
yeah.
like, am I really 30 like years old right now? Like everyone.
Oh, it
just
feels like the whole world when you're at that age. But then looking at it now, it's like, oh, you know, just
yeah.
community
you're
game,
like, oh.
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
All right, Sky, do you spell it S-K-Y or S-K-Y-E?
S-K-Y-E.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Okay. And then the business email address, I got to send everything in writing. You're going to have a documented service agreement and an invoice receipt. You guys will be able to use that as a write-off for the business.
Perfect. You can send that directly to Tristan.
Okay.
And if you could CC me on it, that would be great.
Ooh, it doesn't usually let me CC, but once it's automatically sent out, I'll go in there and I'll resend it to your email.
Okay. It is, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
TJ.
TJ.
The Design Remodel.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, and then Google's going to send you guys this little postcard in the mail. It's going to come directly from that Irvine building off Jamboree. So it should only take about three days to get there, but they tell us to usually quote 5 to 7. That's for people all over the country. You guys are super local, so it should be there faster. But there is a little five-digit number I'll need off the back of it when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Send that to 6021 Mahogany Avenue.
Mahogany. In Westminster?
In Westminster, yes.
Okay, I got it. And it's 92683, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Save. Okay, we are looking good. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
The hours of operation can probably be, that would be for people to contact them, right?
Right. Well, there is a little open and close icon on there, so.
I would say from like 7 a.m. to like 6 p.m.
7 to 6, okay. And is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday, yeah.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday you could put from like 7 to 12 probably, because sometimes they are doing jobs really early and they will have their phone going,
okay,
like Kristen will, but most likely he's not going to be doing any of those like calls or any lead things until the weekday.
Gotcha. Okay. So, I mean, I like having it open for the calls because it's like, eh, you know, if you got to schedule them, most of them you're going to have to schedule out anyway. I mean, rarely they're going to be like a same-day project for the kind of work he does.
Yeah.
Okay. And then can he accept cash, check, and card?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he has all the online.
Like a Square reader?
Yeah. I forget what he went through. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's usually hooked up through the bank.
Clover,
they kind of
something.
Refer it. Yeah. Let's see here. Clover. I've never heard of Clover. I've heard of Square. I know Square is usually what they recommend at the bank, but
I know. I think it's Clover that he got, because I remember being like, I thought it was like the Square one, but I think it's Clover. I need to ask him, honestly, because you put it on the website too, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. We put a hyperlink on the site so they could just click on it and kind of go in there and do their payments with him. But, you know, I was more just curious about, like, the percentages. That's kind of why. I've never looked into it, and a lot of times my clients will ask me, like, hey, do you recommend one of these merchant processing? So I'm just kind of, like, taking that note and then see what that's all about. Maybe I'll be able to help some people later on if they get, like,
yeah,
a better
I think that it's,
rate.
Like, intended for small businesses. So they do, like, instead of the fee being, like, a monthly fee, they do it, like, maybe per project. And they don't take, like, an influx of people. Like, I mean, they will, but, like, the majority of their clientele pays, like, cash. So it's been very random that they've used this, like, credit card system. Because Kristen and Woody, his project manager, they'll do a lot of, like, payment plans and stuff, which is why a lot of people like to work with them. So they'll do it, like, no interest or anything. They'll just, like, write a contract out. You pay this much at this time, this much at this time, and they're willing to work with, like, different budgets. So they only have that Clover system for, like, a few people that have just completely put it on credit.
Yeah, yeah. I've had some crazy scenarios pop up with people and payments, and, like, they give them a check bounces. Now I'm, like, talking my guy off the ledge, like, do not do anything crazy, you know? We'll get it in.
No, yeah. They don't, honestly, they haven't accepted
checks
because they had one of those, like, instances with it because...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's nice to have the digital payment because then it's like, okay, I can make sure that this clears before I leave, you know?
Exactly.
But
yeah,
it sucks because the bank gets... Yeah, Zelle too. Yeah, but usually the bank gets a percentage on, like, certain projects and, you know... So, obviously, it'd be nice if everything was still cash, but it is what it is.
I know. Cash is going away. It's sad.
I know. Now they're all in our pocket for every single little thing.
I know. My son sees a penny, and he's like, wow, that's so cool. I'm like, it's literally worth nothing. Like,
yeah, what does this do? It doesn't do anything.
Yeah. I'm like,
there.
Keep that penny, and we're going to go turn them all into the bank.
Yeah. It just take it up space. That's all it does.
Yeah.
Anything. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have the profile created. What's going to be the best time to do a client interview with you?
What you guys are done at 4, right?
Yeah, I'm, like, multitasking. They're, like, messaging me. So the latest, we're actually booked between 3 and 4. So, and they're having a... They're having a meeting 2 to 3. So actually the last ones today would be like 1 to 2 or 12 to 1.
Do you
1.
Have any tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow anytime between 7 and 4.
Okay, can we do, like at 3, I guess?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that should be good. That'll give them like enough time to, I think Kristen would like to probably be on it, so.
Okay, yeah, and there's also a form that we'll send over right now with the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing. And obviously, if you guys can work on that over the night, it's going to ask for, like, his license, insurance, business registration. This will actually go directly to the Google headquarters for them to verify, and then they'll give him the little badge and check mark on the Google business profile. Lets people know that
he's
a verified contractor. Okay,
nice.
So I need to get rid of this phone number The 714 number keeps popping up for you guys.
It honestly might be his project manager's one, because that's the one that signed up with the Angie's List.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I think that might be what it's linked to, but he's like not licensed. He's not the licensed contractor, so.
Got it. Okay. So I'm going to put
definitely
this under.
Definitely don't want that number to be out.
And Tristan. They're going to call you for the client interview on this phone number that we're on.
Okay.
Okay. And then I will save it as you and him. I'm putting you as like co-owner and him as co-owner. I don't know if that's accurate, but it just gives you full access to everything, just as he'll get full access to everything.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. I'm like, if you guys have babies, it's yours.
Exactly. It's half mine.
100%. More than half. More than
I'm getting paid by, like... Yeah. I mean, eventually they're going to have to really start paying me, but right
yeah.
now, I'm doing some pro bono, kind of, you know?
I always say that to my wife, you know, I'm like, honestly, I was giving her a hard time in the beginning when we first got married. I'm like, this is a bad deal for me. Like,
yeah,
this is a bad deal.
I
saw her push my son out, and I was like, this is fair. This is fair.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's very fair.
No, it's totally fair. I'm like, you deserve it. You earned this. Those are my favorite things in the whole wide world. I'll be penniless and pack a lunch as long as they're all good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Save. Okay. All right. So I got you all set up, and then the client interview. They sent the calendar invitation to his email. Yeah, but I remember you told me you wanted me to CC you, too, and we kind of skipped past that part of getting your email. What's your email address?
Oh, yeah. Mine is sky, S-K-Y-E, dot T-J-D-R at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And I'll send you the invitation to the appointment as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I have access to his, but he's looking at that like all day. So he probably has already opened it.
Did you ever hear about Brethren Christian High School?
It sounds familiar. Where is that?
Yeah, it's right next to Edison. I actually did a year there as well.
Is that a private school?
Yeah, it is a private school, yeah.
You know, there was like the private school Modern Day, or like Tristan actually went to Orange Lutheran.
Oh yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
OLU's really big school too.
yeah.
Those are all the main ones.
Yeah, he went there for a year, and then he went to Canyon. I went to
Cypress
for a year, then I went to Huntington. We're all like random years in these high schools, aren't we?
Yeah, it's all kind of in the same, like, vicinity, though. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Canyon High School used to have a really good basketball team back then, too. We ended up playing them in state at one point. Those guys were pretty good.
They were good. They were really good. But then now they suck. I don't think they're, like, any good.
I remember they had this short little guy. And I think his brother was really good, too. It was, like, the point guard. And he was really young. We were playing him in CIF. He was insanely good. Little, like, mixed kid, like, big old ears. He used to wear a headband.
Person probably knows him.
Yeah.
I'm sure of him.
I'm sure everybody knew him. He was on the news at one point because it was like he was so small, but he was so good.
He played football. Him and his brother played football. But
nice.
They, we had, at, like, our year, too, we had, like, a really, in Lost Out, we had a really small football player that was, like, making the news because he was so little.
It's weird how that happens.
That's funny that you think.
Like, small
they're like
but
little,
mighty.
But they're like really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So
I got the email.
Perfect. So that'll be the calendar invitation. If you see things with Jazwan John, Jazwan is my full first name. Rarely do people call me Jazwan, but my middle name is John. So if you see it just says John Hill or Jazwan Hill, those are both me.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. All right, and then let me see.
Where did your parents get that name, Jazwan?
It came from my dad. So I'm mixed. My dad's black, my mom's white, and my dad's his uncle had passed away when he was like really young, and I never met him. The guy was supposed to be like a really great athlete. He played corner back, like football for the Bears, the Chicago Bears. And
so your dad was like, we are naming you that.
Yeah, it was kind of a tragic story because he's gotten drafted to the NFL and then he had an infection in his toe and they didn't think it was anything like serious. And he ignored it. It got worse. Then they had to amputate it. And then the amputation got gangrene, like infection. Oh. And so they had to amputate further up the leg and he didn't survive the second amputation. So he died when my dad was still like a kid. Yeah, and then he named me after him.
That is horrible.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a nightmare story. Like, freak athlete, you know, you stub your toe maybe or get stepped on and it actually ends up, like, turning into a crazy infection, get your toe cut off, then you get infection from that. Yeah, it's
that's
like
insane.
A blood infection. Yeah, and you never know. Sometimes it's crazy. My mom passed when I was young, too. My mom was really fair-skinned. She had red hair and freckles, and she had melanoma, like skin cancer.
Oh, my
Yeah, you know. Yeah, she got diagnosed when I was in, like, second grade, and so I kind of went through school growing up knowing that she was sick, not understanding really the magnitude of it, and then my sophomore year, she had passed away, so that's why I ended up leaving Ocean View, and then I went over to Edison for a little bit, and, well, actually, other way around, went to Brethren for a little bit, and then Edison. So
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild. I basically had stopped going to school for like 4 months and they wanted to like send me to a continuation school and then found out, what had happened and then they, Brethren Christian called me and offered a free scholarship and wanted me to go play sports over there.
Oh my God, that is so nice.
Yeah, God works in mysterious ways. It got me back on track, thank God.
Yes! Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's
so rough.
That, like at least it turned into something like positive from it. But
what's
crazy is like thinking about it now too, this is so random, but like I have thyroid cancer. So
thyroid cancer,
like skin cancer and those type of cancers that like back in the day, that was like really like taking people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so sad now because
I
see all the time, like I've had wide local excisions and like where they biopsy it and like, oh, these cells are atypical and they just cut it out. It's like, oh, you caught it early. You're fine. And I was like, man, my mom died from this. And they're like, actually, the survival rate's like 98% now. I'm like, what? You know, like, where was this just 15 years ago, you know?
Exactly. That's like me, too. The survival rate is, like, really high. But like, my boss, like, for my, like, drink company, he was like, you know, I had two families pass away from thyroid cancer. Like,
are you going to, like, Hogue? Or did you go to the Hogue?
No, I have Kaiser. Which
okay, I have Kaiser, too.
Experience. Yeah, it's been an interesting experience dealing with cancer through Kaiser, but I actually have an appointment today. But I got the surgery done, removed my thyroid, removed all the lymph nodes that were affected by it, and I'm kind of in, like, the end stages of it now. I did radiation. So now I'm just, like, you know, waiting to see, I guess.
My aunt's actually just gone through this process. That's why I was asking if you went to Hogue, because she just found hers, like, last year, and then she already had the surgery to have it removed, so she's got the scar in her neck. And then, but she's going through the Hogue, like off of, to Newport Boulevard. No, it's, over by the beach. Yeah, they have like a little cancer center right there, in Newport.
Yes, the one, it's off like 17th or no.
Yeah.
Where is it
at? I think it is 17th or, I know my son was actually born at that Hogue. I can't believe I'm even, like,
drawing a blank. Oh, my
nephew
was born there too. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm
thinking of too.
Right there by the water, yeah. You know, the nice little view. He popped out.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was nuts because she was so scared and then they were trying to figure out like what stage it was in and everything. And then now a couple months later, she's like, I'm fine. You know,
yeah.
I'm like, it's still cancer
too, like,
though. Like you don't want to downplay the significance of it. Like it's scary, you know?
Yeah. No, 100%. That's why it's so interesting that you said that about the skin cancer because it's true.
Yeah,
like,
that's another one of those
10
ones,
years
but...
ago. You know, you weren't, it was like survival rate was low. I mean, my friend has stage 4 breast cancer and she's like expected to live a full life. And I'm like, what? My grandma died of stage 4 breast cancer like 5 years ago.
Yeah, they just have different, like, these immunotherapies that they've been coming out with that just, like, attack it or keep it at bay somehow. They have all these different types of things. Yeah, it's back then it was just clear-cut, like, chemo, radiation, you know? That was the only solution for any kind of cancer. Now they have so much different stuff. It's like people just take a pill and then, like, fine. It's like, what?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about your mom.
Okay. It's okay. It's been about half my life now. I got a little baby boy, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'll ride it out until the sunset with my little guy, and then I'll see her later.
Yeah, exactly. And she
gives me something to look forward to.
She knows you have your son. She's there with you, you know, I'm sure
yeah.
of that.
No, I mean, it secretly gave me a lot of strength and a lot of peace in life, because I'm like, you know, I got people waiting for me on the other side, my grandpa, my mom, so I'm a little less afraid of dying, you know. The doctor tells me I'm dying. I'm like, okay, son, I'm going to miss you, but I'll see you later, too.
Yeah, we'll all be there later. So
I'm like, yes, vacation forever. No more work.
Yeah, right. Yeah, done with work. Get to chill. I'm
done. Time to lay back. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, guys. So I got you all set up here. Client interview's done. I messaged these guys on the back end, so they'll be ready to rock and roll for you guys tomorrow. And then...
Perfect.
How did you want to secure the 3-month payment of the $700?
I have their card.
So I will have to do a voice verification, though, just to make sure that you're an authorized user. Okay. But that, other than that, it should be fine. Does it say Tristan on it? Or does it just
does.
Say... Okay. So it's under Tristan James.
His last name is Rogers.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, we say last name.
Okay.
Tristan J. Rogers is what
okay.
the card's on.
Gotcha. I just assumed because of the business name.
Oh, yeah. No, James is the middle name.
Got it. Okay, Tristan J. Rogers. Makes sense now. And does the card have the business name on it as well?
No.
No? Okay. I'll make sure to add the business name, though, to the invoice, because you guys will get this back at the end of the year when you do taxes. Okay, and then the billing address, is it the same as the street address they're going to send the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, 4266.
Okay.
84.
84.
17.
17.
70.
70.
05.
05.
74.
74.
28.
28. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It is 06/28.
06/28. And then 3-digit code on the back.
3-digit code on the back. 295.
295. Okay, and just to confirm, you said it's 06/28, correct?
Hold on. 06. 28, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, and there is a security question, Sky. The security question is, in case you guys want to verify the identity of one of our reps when they contact you, or vice versa, if we want to verify the identity of maybe Tristan's partner calls in or something like that, we want to make sure they know the security question. So you have three options for the security question on the account. It could be, it says, your first pet's name, your mother's maiden name, or the city you were born in?
Security. Okay, I'm typing this to them, too, just in case.
First
pet's name. We'll do first pet's name.
Okay. What was first pet's name?
Charger.
Charger. Oh, like the Chargers? That's my team.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's his team. That's his team.
Yes, I love it. Unfortunately, we got our butts kicked last weekend, but
I know.
Kind of
so
used
fun.
To it. Yeah, but
yeah,
I'm looking forward to the future. I love Harbaugh. They're awesome.
That's so freaking funny. Yes.
Yeah.
Chargers.
I was taking my boy. He was itty bitty to the spring training to over here in Costa Mesa, where I live.
Yeah.
Like
across from OCC, right?
Yep, yeah, right there. It was by Costa Mesa High School. It was basically like right across the street from each other. Yeah, it was a good time. And then I took him to his first actual game this year when they played the Tennessee Titans, and he loved it.
Oh,
I had
very cool.
Over his ears. It was super loud in there.
I used to I used to work for Monster, and we used to sponsor those, like, practices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now,
yeah,
I run, like, marathons and stuff, so I always see those, like, Monster and all the energy drinks.
I'm next to my car.
No, I was saying I used to see, like, all the sponsored, like, the girls out there with the energy drinks and stuff when I would run marathons.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to do one here in like, 3 weeks. I'm a little nervous.
Which one are you doing?
The Surf City one. I do it every year.
Oh, cool.
So it's right on PCH right there, and it finishes at the pier.
Yeah, you know what? I used to work for Muscle Milk, and we sponsored that one a few times, and then I worked for Monster, and then now, I'm for Recess, and
that's how I know them all, because I'll be, like, dying, and they're like, you want this drink? I'm like, I just ran 26 miles. I can't even breathe.
Exactly. I'm like, please do this,
I'm like, I'll take it.
Events that I put on.
Yeah, like, there was one time. I really liked the drink, and it was funny because they were, like, trying to get out of there, and I think they couldn't leave unless they got rid of them all. And so I opened up my trunk, and they just loaded me up.
Oh, yeah. Honestly,
I was like, I'll take them all.
That's, like, the best, too. I'm like, to me, it's like, you know what? They're going to come back, and you're probably going to see that drink, and be like, oh, I loved it. I'm, like, going to buy that now. That's the whole point of it, right?
100%.
That's what I do in marketing.
Yeah, I found this. It's called Mela drink, and it's just, like, melons, like, all – total juice. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, that's our, it's not our competitor, but if you ever go to Target and you buy Mela at Target, do you buy Mela at Target?
No, like, so they, I usually get it through them, but I actually still have it. So I did a half marathon, and it was so, like, gay, for lack of better words. I wore a Santa costume, and it was on, the reindeer run. Yeah, I did that on the 21st of December. And I'd gotten so many of them. Like, they literally loaded up my car. So I haven't had to buy them yet. My fridge still has a bunch of Mela waters in there. But I didn't know about them until that day. Yeah.
Wait, that's so funny. So if you ever do buy them, Mela water, I'll get you some too since you're local. But Recess, the company that I work for, we are sold right next to Mela in Target. They're
no
like our,
way.
They're like
it's
our
called
people
Recess?
That are right next to us. Recess, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that, because it's like no caffeine, no carbonation, like just juice, you know? That's always the best. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a big
so
coconut
funny.
Water, like natural juice. Even for my baby, when he was little, I have a juicer at home. I used to just like, okay, I'm going to put all his veggies and fruits in here, and then I would stick it in a bottle. And so his juice was just organic pressed.
That's boiling. So funny. My husband wants a juicer so bad. He's like,
oh, it's so
he's
worth
on
it.
That. He's on that tip. I am not on that tip, but he is there. He's on it.
Oh, the
he's
answer
he's
didn't.
A health freak.
I'm a health freak too. It's pretty bad. I like to just like I don't know. I've had some scares though too. You know, like you know, you go through it like with the thyroid stuff. I've gone in there and they cut things off of me, and they're like, "Oh, you got a spot on your liver," and I'm like, "No, I'm dying," you know. And then if you're fine, it's an angioma, you know. I'm like, oh.
Yes, it's
just
scary.
Gone
that's why my
much.
Husband, he's also like he's on me. He's like, you know, we have to get better. Like, not
for the babies. For the
babies.
Yeah, that's what you got. I always think about my son. Like, I'm like running. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna see graduation.
Yes, exactly. You're gonna make it there.
I'm gonna make it.
That.
Yeah. It's weird. Exactly. I'm like, I'm not worried about anything else, but I just want to make sure I see him get, you know, get the facial hair, graduate. All right. Get out of here, man. You know, I want to see him go to work and figure life out, and then I'll be okay to go upstairs.
Exactly. Go upstairs. I'm dead.
Yeah. Oh, man. You said yours were 1, 4, and 6?
Yep, 1, 4, and 6. We're done. No more kids for us.
Yeah, no, 3's good. My wife's been pushing me for another one. She's like, oh, don't you want him to have a friend? Because I grew up with two sisters and a brother, so 3 siblings.
Oh,
and,
I
love my childhood.
That's a big friend. That's a lot of friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
4?
Yeah, but
I tried to push for 4. He said no.
Oh, my God. my wife's Latina, and so her family, they have like 9. And she's oldest of 9.
I'm Mexican as well, so.
Okay.
Yep, we're on the same trip.
No, she's like originally she's originally from El Salvador. Like, she came here when she was 13.
Is?
Yeah, and she's 28. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So she's like, we need way more. Like, we need
They have the family of nine. She's the oldest of nine at 28. So my son has an uncle that's like 4 years older than him. It's so weird.
Yep. Oh, my God. That's so funny. That's how it works, though, in the Hispanic families. I swear.
Yeah. We like bring him everywhere with us. Everybody thinks he's my kid, too. I'm like, I guess so.
Yes, that's how it is. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's technically my son's uncle, but I treat him like he's like my own little kid too. We take him everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so how funny. It always works. So little brothers always end up being like the second kid. The first kid,
honestly. Yeah, she has a few brothers, but they're all pretty young, so it's good though. They've taken a liking to me. They kind of look up to how I take care of them and I'm always working out and stuff. I try to keep them on the right path, the health train.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's how it has to be. That's how it usually ends up being.
The older sister ends up getting the cool boyfriend
that turns into husband. Yeah, I know. We're in that same boat on this side, too. That's really funny.
You're also big brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good, but she's pushing for more, and I'm just like, ah, man, don't you just enjoy hanging out with your brothers, you know? He needs friends.
Wait,
I'm like, he's got uncles.
Yeah,
my son,
he's one, right?
He'll be four. No. He'll be four in April 28th. Yeah, he was born April 28th,
21. Oh, my gosh. My son was April 13th, 2020.
Oh, wow. During the pandemic. So weird, huh?
Yep.
That was, like, right at the beginning. Yeah, they wouldn't let her mom come in or anything when I had them. It was so awkward. Yeah.
No, you guys, you need to have another one just for the sole purpose of having, like, a normal birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very just, like,
we never had a normal one until our last one.
Yeah. I know. I think about that all the time. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't normal at all, because I remember just going in and, like, put a mask on, and then it was like 32-hour process. You know, it took a long time.
Yeah, were you guys at Kaiser?
Oh no, we had them at the Hogue. Yeah, the Hogue right there in Newport.
Yes.
It's weird because I had Kaiser, but we didn't get married until after he was born. We got married in August 22.
My last name still says my maiden last name at Kaiser because I've had Kaiser since I was like four.
Yeah, that's us too. My mom, they even have my mom's like records. You know, like, oh, you have a family history of melanoma. Like, your mom went through this and did this. They could see, like, her whole treatments and everything. It's, like, crazy.
That's, like, our thing, too. That's so
crazy. Yeah, I think that's good, though. Crazy. It's kind of good to kind of keep it there because then you have data that you would never be able to know if they're not here anymore, you know?
Yes. So I just saw the message that came through, and it says the username. So that's the old number, right?
Yes. So that's just going to be a temporary username and password. Once you log into it, you can actually change the username and password to whatever you'd like.
Perfect. And then everything went good with the card. So again, that will be in 3 months from today's date, or is that?
Yeah. So it's from today. It says on the service agreement that it's going to set up to renew on April 14th at $299, the original discounted pricing structure. But obviously, if we touch base, which we will be, before that date, and you guys decide you want to do another prepay or 6 months or 12 months, we can address it at that time. But as of right now, we're just locked in until April 14th, 2025.
Perfect. Okay,
so
cool.
Not a penny more will be spent until that date. It's all included.
Perfect. And what did that charge the card right now, just so I can let him know to, like,
it was 700. Yeah, it was 700 exactly for the 3 months.
Okay. I'll let him know that charge went through, and then I'll see if he can be on the call tomorrow.
Yeah, Sky, if you go to your texts, there's a one in there that says terms, and it'll have the 657 number on there at the end. It's like a little link.
I'll look at it when I'm done driving.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, be careful. But I was just trying to show you, it's all there in writing. And it's also in his email, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll have the full 3 months, what you paid today, the next bill that's due. The 3 month prepays, when you do them, you're kind of locked in for those 3 months. But if you guys want to discontinue or cancel at any time, not that you will, but I'm just supposed to disclose this on every call. You can. There's no cancellation fees or anything. We just want to know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. Otherwise, it'll automatically deduct, like, $299 month to month starting on April 14th.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let them know, and hopefully, yeah, I think that they're going to be, in general, just happy with the services if we're able to get their logo, get their website, Google Ads.
Most
like, I think
businesses, like, once they start doing this, they usually use it until they close their doors. Like, it just becomes an indefinite part of their marketing strategy. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't see why you would ever leave it. The more you use it, the better it gets, too, because you get, like, reoccurring clients, the reputation's better, and then you have that consistent flow of new ones coming in to combine with it. So it just gets better and better the longer you use it. But I did resend the Google verification form because I didn't see it come through via text. So you'll actually get that. You might end up getting it twice, but you only have to fill it out once.
Okay, so we fill that out and we give you the code that's on there.
No. So there's a pin that's going to come in the mail. We'll need the code off the back of that one when it comes in the mail. You can't miss it. It says Google right on it. But this one is actually a form that you fill out. So it'll ask for like license, insurance, business registration, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, Sky. Like when you click on the link that's in the text, it'll actually, you could just type it all in. And then when it asks for pictures of things, it's like an upload file button. And it'll like flip around to the phone's camera and you could just snap a picture. Or if you already have it in the camera roll, you could just upload it from there. And that'll go directly to the Google headquarters. Yeah, so pretty easy process.
Cool.
Okay. And then if you're ever having trouble, you know, don't worry. You still got me. And then we have 24/7 customer service available to you too. And that number is attached to every text and email that you get from us.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Right.
I'm going to give them a call, talk them through all of it, see if they can hop on the call tomorrow.
Sounds good. Yeah. If not, I mean, we could always just do it with you and I can touch base with them at some other time if they need, but you're going to the doctor right now?
Yep. Going to the doctor right now.
All right. Well, good luck at your appointment. Hopefully everything's smooth and easy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.